Never have heard at all. This is the 100th anniversary of the birth of Jerome Kern, the famous American composer. And we like to touch bases with the Jerome Kern songbook every so often on this show. Here's probably his greatest song, at least in my opinion. Just an absolutely gorgeous piece of music. Joni Mathis sings it. Joni Mathis and All the Things You Are. When we talk chamber music, or chamber jazz, I should call it, rather than chamber music, we usually refer to those small group sessions from the 30s and 40s, the John Kirby Sextet, the Minnie Goodman Trio and Quartet. And thankfully, they recorded. Thankfully, the groups were even put together, because it still is remarkable music even now, so many years later. The Minnie Goodman Quartet, with Benny and Teddy Wilson and Lionel Hampton and Gene Krupa. And that little bit of magic takes place. And it's, as I say, marvelous that we can enjoy, so many years later, those remarkable sounds. Yes, indeed, the B.G. Benny Goodman Quartet, and a tune from way back when. Let's take a brief break and be right back.
Once again at Foster Pontiac Buick, Jeff Foster is trying to give Bob's attention.
Look, Dad, if I can't get Santa on the flagpole, what if we dress the office staff to look like elves?
Elves?
Come on, Dad. Elves. Santa's helpers. Get it?
Okay. Why elves?
We're giving great deals for the holidays. We've even got some cars going at Christmas with the big red bow.
Been doing that for 35 years.
The elves?
No, the big red bow.
Oh, well, this year, how about the elves?
Shelve the elves.
Treat yourself to a real bargain before Christmas at Foster's. Shepherd and Warden in Scarborough.
Gee, I wonder if there's any Scrooge in Dad's family.
In today's fast-paced world, we often put off considering important plans for future years. Recently, I purchased a retirement savings plan and updated my will. I even found out about prearranged funerals. I knew McDougall and Brown could provide me with all the information I needed, including cost, and they have arrangements to meet every family's financial needs. They're available anytime to discuss your needs. All it takes is one phone call.
McDougall and Brown Funeral Directors, 1491 Danforth at Coxwell or 2900 Kingston Road, Scarborough, in service to your community. Last-minute gift shoppers, don't despair. Visit Rexdale Plaza, and you'll find something to please everyone on your list. Rexdale Plaza features major department stores, specialty shops, and great grocery shopping. Santa Claus is now at Rexdale Plaza daily, handing out free candy canes, coloring books, and posing for photos. Rexdale Plaza on Islington Avenue just north of the 401. Open Monday through Saturday till 9:30 p.m., Christmas Eve till 6, with plenty of free underground parking.
My first city in Europe was Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, nestled in those mountains in the harbor. And as the guests of the Portuguese Tourist Board, a group of us were really shown the sights. We stayed in hotels with marble beds. I mean, it was absolutely outstanding. And on our very first night there, after having a meal that I'll never forget in a restaurant I'll never forget in old Lisbon, they took us to a restaurant, a little club, to hear the national singing treasure of Portugal, Amelia Rodriguez. She sings Fado, which I'd never heard before. And it was an outstanding evening that I'll never forget. And I think we should share just a little bit of this incredible voice with you. Amelia Rodriguez.
Foi no domingo passado que passei à casa onde vivia a Mariquinha. Mas está tudo tão mudado que não vi nenhum lado. Estas janelas que tinham tabuinhas, do resto o chão ao telhado. Não vi nada, nada, nada que pudesse recordar-me a Mariquinhas. E há um vidro pegado e azulado onde vi as tabuinhas. Entrei onde era a sala, agora está a secretária, um sujeito que alegrinhas. Mas não vi colchas com barra, nem viola, nem guitarra, nem espetadelas furtivas das vizinhas. O tempo cravou a garra na alma daquela casa onde às vezes petiscávamos sardinhas. Quando em noites de guitarra e farra estava alegre a Mariquinhas. As janelas tão garridas que ficavam com cortinados de chita às pintinhas perderam de todo a graça, porque é hoje uma vidraça com cercaduras de lata às voltinhas. E lá para dentro quem passa hoje é para ir aos pinhos entregar ao usurário umas coisinhas. Pois chega esta desgraça, toda a graça da casa da Mariquinhas. Da casa o que fizeram, melhor fora que a mandassem para as alminhas. Pois ser casa de penhor, o que foi viver de amor, é ideia que não cabe cá nas minhas. Recordações de calor e das saudades o gosto, eu vou procurar esquecer numas ginginhas. Pois dar de beber à dor é o melhor, já bebi a Mariquinhas. Pois dar de beber à dor é o melhor, já dizia a Mariquinhas.
Amelia Rodriguez from Portugal. That was not Fado. I wouldn't dare play Fado on the air. We'd all be crying. It's the saddest music in the world. If you ever get a chance to hear it, by all means do, but be prepared to bring some Kleenex with you. Rodriguez spends her life traveling the world singing to her Portuguese countrymen, including Brazil, of course, which is Portuguese by language. Remarkable lady. I'm thrilled to have met her. Harry James, great band leader. We forget that he, too, was as important in starting singing careers as was Tommy Dorsey. For example, with Harry James, Frank Sinatra, Dick Haymes, Helen Forrest, Kitty Callan. A lot of the stars came out of the James band. He heard Frank Sinatra singing one night on WNEW in New York and said to his manager, get him, and he did. He only kept him for 7 months before Tommy Dorsey hired him away. But in that 7 months, he made some fine recordings, and this is one of them. Frank Sinatra from the days when he was the same shape as the microphone stand with Harry James on a little street in Singapore. Let's refill the cups of coffee and be right back.
Where do you go when you know about chicken? Where do you go when you know there's more?
First time I tried St. Hubert chicken.
Cheers. CJCL Toronto. We started the hour off with the Andrews Sisters, and you just heard Vaughn Monroe. It's 12 minutes past 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a Sunday afternoon in the big city, and Christmas just, what, 10 days away, and this may be one of your last opportunities to do some Christmas shopping. This is the place to do some of it. We're at the Christmas Craft Show at the Convention Center, and there are hundreds of booths set up by various craftspeople from I would think around the country, mostly around the province, but there are photographers and painters and tapestry makers and people who weave and people who knit and carve, and there's just all kinds of wonderful personal little gift items that you might want to pick up for someone special for Christmas. As well, you can stop by our booth here. We're at the top of the escalator, just to your left. Basically, the first thing you see is you come on to the second level here at the convention center, and you can stop by the booth and become an instant member of the Music of Your Life Club. As well, there's a daily lottery. This is the last day of the show. There's a lottery here at the craft show. The grand prize is a trip for two to Venezuela, courtesy of Nouvelle Frontiere, your worldwide travel specialist. So that's just one of the things you can get yourself involved in down here today. It's the Christmas Craft Show for 1985, and it will stay open until 6 o'clock this evening, and that's how long we'll be here, too. In this set, we're about to hear from Percy Faith, Perry Como, and Dennis Yost in the Classics 4, as the Music of Your Life continues on CJCL.
Carols in the window, carols.